Ladies, it's your girl Chastity. I'm here with another podcast episode. I think I've been off it a little lately, but today we're talking about how to put yourself first. And I know that this is a very important subject, in which I feel like a lot of people sometimes don't take it as seriously as they should. And for some people, it's really kind of easier said than done. If you're one of those people that kind of always put yourself second or what your needs on the back burner for someone else, whether that's putting your feelings on the back burner for someone else or making sure that other people are taken care of before you, then this podcast episode totally relates to you, because it's also important that you take care of yourself as well. Okay, so let's dive in. Yay! All right, so in talking about how to put yourself first, I think one of the biggest things that a lot of us as people who maybe, like I said before, people who like to make sure that other people are taken care of, like you would give the person next to you to shirt off your back and you'll be naked because you care so much about putting other people before you. And before I start talking about these tips, I want to make the disclaimer that putting yourself first is not selfish. And I feel like, in a way, if you're one of those people who think that you have to always take care of other people, you may think that putting yourself first is a selfish move. And it really isn't. It's something that's so necessary for your mental health, for your peace of mind. So let's make sure we get that stigma out of our mind that we have to be selfish because we're putting ourselves first. Okay? So let's just go ahead and just knock that one out right off the bat, right at the dough, because it's not selfish. It's definitely necessary. So don't feel bad for taking time out to do whatever you got to do to put yourself first so that you can have some mental clarity, so you can have some peace of mind. Don't feel bad about it, okay? So the first thing that I think, like, if you're trying to put yourself first, you're going to have to learn how to say no. Like, for real. A lot of times people don't know how to say no. And because we care so much about what people think or if we're going to hurt people's feelings. But just like in my last podcast about how to cut things off that no longer serve you, you got to know how to say no and just mean it. And not, you may kind of care what people think. If you're one of those people that care what people think, then you're going to care. But at the end of the day, you have to think about how this affects your life. Like, this thing, whatever you feel like you need to put first, whatever you feel like you, why you need to put yourself first, is really important. So sometimes when you are a person that is used to doing things for other people first, you don't really think about the fact that you're probably saying yes to so many other things that you really need to just let it be a solid no and continue on with your precious life. And there is nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with saying, no, I can't do that for you. No, that actually will overextend me if I try to help you with this. It's too much for me. No. No, I can't do it. No. Like the Bible said, let your no be no. Let your yes be yes. Be solid in what you're saying. Be solid in your decision to tell people, things, situations, whatever. Be solid in letting yourself say no. And don't feel bad for saying no. Because anybody who cares about you in your life, that would let you feel bad about saying no because you feel like it's something that you need, that you feel like it's something whatever saying yes to is going to overextend you or stress you out. If these people have feel some type of way about that, you need to go ahead and cut them off. I don't care if it's your great grandma, because she should understand that too. I'm just saying. So learn how to say no and mean it, and don't feel bad about it. Like, don't feel bad. Like, if you somebody asks you, hey, can you take me to the store, and you know you ain't got no gas money to do that, don't take them to, you can't take them to the store. As much as you want to help, you just can't do it. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to say that you can't. We have to get to a point where we stop trying to please people and do everything we can to appease people so that they won't be upset with us or feel some type of way about us. Who cares about what people feel or think about you? You have to take care of yourself. That's important. You have to take care of yourself. And it doesn't matter what these people think about you or how they may feel about you afterwards after you say no. And like I said, if they decide they want to exit your life because you told them no, then they were never useful. They were never for you in the beginning. They just wanted to use you, and you did yourself justice by letting them go. I'm just saying. So anyway, think about some things in your life that you need to say no about, no to. And really, like, I want you to exercise this. For real. I want you to exercise this next time you feel like someone is asking you to do something that you know you don't want to do, that you know you can't really do. I want you to practice, and I want you to say, no, I'm not going to be able to do it. Listen, when you start doing that, you're going to feel so free. Like, really, you're going to feel so free. You're going to feel so free in knowing that I don't really care what you think about me about this. I don't care. I don't really care. I feel free. I feel at peace about it. And that, at this point, that's really all that I'm searching for. And that's all that matters. So, yeah, totally do that. Okay. So the next thing, I think, in order to put yourself first, sis, you got to protect your energy. Like, I know people say this all the time on social media, protect your energy, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a lot of memes, a lot of posts going around about that. But a lot of these folks not really protecting their energy like they should be. I don't really know. But I think that if you want to put yourself first, you really do kind of have to monitor who you allow into your life and who you allow to affect you. Because honestly, you know, the saying, the birds of a feather flock together. Whoever you hang out with or your friends, those are the people that will influence you the most. Those are the people who are going to influence your energy the most. And you are going to be influenced by them. They're going to be influenced by you. So it's important to have people in your circle that you feel is uplifting you and that brings positive vibes and positive energy into your life. Because that's just really important to your mental health and to your just your whole physical health as well. So protecting your energy is not so much of letting people run over you, you know, in order to feel some type of safe haven or whatever, but protecting your energy is letting situations and people go that, like I said, no longer serve you, or putting yourself in places and with people who are positive light to you. And it's totally nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with determining for yourself who you have to cut off in your life. Now, a lot of people be saying, you know, I'm cutting these people off. But sometimes now you need to make sure you look at yourself first. Look at yourself first and make sure, because you probably got some toxic traits too. We all are human. Nobody is perfect. So we all got toxic traits out here. So you want to make sure that you are looking at yourself too to determine, make sure you don't got no toxic traits. But anyway, I digress. Protect your energy. Don't allow things into your life that's going to stress you out, that is stressful. You don't need that in your life. If it comes with stress, let it pass. Let it pass you, sis. You don't need that. You need situations and people in your life that bring peace. And I challenge you to search for those things. Search for people who provide peace in your life. And also, you know, as you go through life, you definitely meet new people, you make new friends, but you want to make sure that you are meeting people who reciprocate your energy, people who are on the same frequency as, in quotations, and vibrations, in quotations, as you, because you want to make sure that, like, these people are on the same playing field as you. They have the same mindset as you. They have the same kind of likelihood as you, because that's the only way that you're going to really go higher in life, is by who the people you surround yourself with, or you're surrounded by. So definitely do that. Protect y'all energy. Protect y'all energy. Okay, the third thing, do what's best for you. And this is still my cut things off type of thing. You definitely like to put yourself first. You want to do, like, make decisions that's going to benefit you, not in a manipulative way or a selfish way, but it's more so saying, okay, I have a decision to make before me. I have to make the best choice for my most positive self. I have to make the best choice for my future self. I have to make the best choice that it's going to be beneficial, less harmful to me. And that is the choice that you go with. You go with the choice that is best for you, for your situation, for your family. And that is totally nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with that. Because in this life, you only have one to live, and life is all about choices. It's about the choices that we make. So make the right choice for yourself so that you won't end up out here regretting life 5 years later because you just made a decision based off of somebody else or not hurt somebody else's feelings. Do what is best for you. I mean, it's this period. So, if that doing what is best for you means that you need to cut off people that no longer serve you, totally do that. I mean, it's a way to it. It's a method to it, of course. But if these people are toxic to you, if they are draining your energy, if they're not lifting you up, then let them go. If the situation that you're in is draining your energy and it's not lifting you up, then figure out how to get out of it. Make a plan. Get out of it. Get on with your life, because here we're trying to protect our peace. That's all what Boss Lady Gang is about as well. We're not only about self-worth, but it's about protecting your peace, protecting your mental health. Because you can't be a boss lady without having the right mental clarity and mental health, healthy mental health, right? So do what's best for you. And that means also doing right by yourself. Like, putting yourself first is not only about cutting off stuff that don't, you know, serve you, or doing things to protect your own energy, but it's also doing right by yourself for yourself. So like, stuff nobody else can control, like your health. Nobody can control your health but you. You control what you eat. You control your exercise activity. You control those things. So you have to also put yourself first in that regard, because you only got one body here on this earth, and you want to be able to be in good physical health and good mental and emotional health. So do what you got to do to make sure you're doing right by yourself. If that means that you need to change your diet up to, you know, make sure that you're healthy, do what you have to do. Stop waiting around and stop waiting for something to just happen. No. Everything that you want out of life, is you have to work for it. And if you want mental peace, you want physical health, you want emotional stability, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to put in the work, however that may look for you. But you got to put in the work for it, or it's just not going to work out. So So definitely take time to do right by yourself, because that's really an important part of putting yourself first too. So I've given you guys a bunch of tips. I can't talk. A bunch of tips on how to put yourself first. I mean, of course, these things are not, you know, an extensive list. But when I was thinking about this subject, I was just thinking, you know, I think this is something that a lot of people, we talk about in today's society, but a lot of people really don't know what it means for themselves. Like, it's not all about just cutting people off and, you know, whatever you want to do with all of that. But it's more so about personally, what steps do you take to make sure that you are putting yourself first, and I mean your best self first? What are you doing to harvest the best version of yourself for your future self? So that's what it's also about. But I want you guys to take these tips, and I want you to really think about them and think on them and really determine what ways are you putting yourself first, what ways are you not putting yourself first, and really just think about that. Because, I mean, honestly, like I said, if you want to have mental clarity, emotional stability, and physical health, like, these things, you're going to have to think about them. So, take time to say no, protect your energy, do what's best for you, and do right by yourself, definitely. I enjoyed talking to you guys. I'm wishing you love, joy, and peace. Praying for you always. Thanks for tuning in on this episode. Check out bossladygang.com for blog posts and more ebooks and all of that jazz.